Here we are, latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with news with Pep Guardiola. He's urged Man City to sign a striker, as competing the Premier League without one is sometimes not possible, he said. After the departure of Sergio Aguero last summer, City went all out for Harry Kane, but could not agree on a transfer fee with Tottenham. They opted to sign Jack Grealish instead, but the £100 million man is yet to justify the price tag fully, with the focus now set to return on a striker in the summer. Erling Haaland remains one of their main targets. Guardiola had this to say: "I think the club needs a striker, definitely. And maybe I'm wrong, but I don't agree. You say we play fantastically well without a striker because we are winning when we are not winning. You say we need a striker, and I am naive. How do these guys play without a striker? In the Premier League, you have to play with the one. We sometimes try, but sometimes it is not possible. It's impossible to handle it for a long, long time. We need a striker. I think the club is going to try," he said. One man that he's also had a word with is Jack Grealish. He says he's tried to tell him to not be as naive in front of goal. His poor goal-scoring record has not helped City's current situation, as they are still being caught by Liverpool as each passing week comes in the Premier League. They remain in the FA Cup, though, and the Champions League. Guardiola said of Grealish, "If he's frustrated about his number of goals, he's a stupid man. That is not necessary to be frustrated. He has to play and play good and do his best. That is all he has to do. If he scores, good. If not, try the next game," he said. Speaking of the next game, Man City play Manchester United in the derby on Sunday. City are without centre-back Ruben Dias, who will be missing for at least 4 weeks after injuring his hamstring at Peterborough on Tuesday. Nathan Ake and Cole Palmer are City's only other absentees. Into other news with Kevin De Bruyne, and he has also said he would rather prefer another Premier League title than the Champions League. He said, "If I have to choose, I would go for the Premier League. It shows the consistency of a player and what you have done across the whole season," he said. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.